Foxton Readers Level 4 The Time Machine by H.G. Wells Retold by Jane Richards Read by Rick Romero Copyright Foxton Books 2024 Chapter 1 Every Thursday, I was invited to have dinner with a group of professional gentlemen. These included a medical man, a psychologist, and a mayor. There was also a very young man who was keen to learn from us, and Philby, who liked to argue. One Thursday, about 3 years ago, something very unexpected happened. Our host was busy in his laboratory, and we were waiting for him to join us. I will call him the Time Traveller, although at the time of our dinner, I did not know that's what he was. When he entered the room, he started to speak enthusiastically, almost before he had sat down. "You may feel confident you know all about modern science," he said. "But I have discovered things in my laboratory that you have never dreamed of. You will have to change your minds about everything."
"That's a lot to ask," said Philby.
"I won't expect you to accept anything without a valid reason," said the time traveller. "But I'm confident you'll see that I'm right. And it will become obvious that you need to change your ideas." He then started to explain. "You know, of course, that all things have three dimensions. They have height, depth, and width. But without the fourth dimension, time, nothing would be able to exist. Everything would disappear immediately."
"That seems obvious to me," said the very young man, eagerly.
"We all forget that every object must exist in the fourth dimension. Time," the time traveller continued, "is the fourth dimension of space, although we all consider it as something separate." The time traveller held up a temperature chart. He pointed out the line of temperature changing each day. "The temperature did not change in three dimensions," he explained. "It changed over time, the fourth dimension."
"But," said the medical man, "if time is really a fourth dimension of space, why is it considered to be something different? And why can we not move through time freely as we move through space?"
"But can we really move through space freely?" asked the time traveller. "We can move backwards and forwards, right and left. We can move downwards. But can we move upwards freely?"
"In a balloon we can move upwards," said the medical man. "But I don't see how we could possibly move in time."
"Exactly," said the time traveller.
"We're learning to move upwards. We can do that in a balloon. And if we can learn to move upwards, why can't we learn to move through time? We're all travelling in time, from birth to death." Philby laughed.
"Ha! You'll never convince me," he said.
"The biggest issue," said the psychologist, "is that we can actually travel about in space, but we cannot travel about in time."
"Aha," said the time traveller. "That's where you're wrong. That's where the whole world is wrong.
A long time ago, I had an idea for a machine."
"To travel through time," said the very young man.
"For a machine that can travel freely through all four dimensions," continued the time traveller.
Philby laughed again. "I can prove
that it's possible, said the time traveller.
It could be very useful, said the psychologist.
A historian could travel back to the past to check what happened.
Or we could invest money now and then travel to the future to collect our investments, said the very young man.
The time traveller smiled, put his hands in his pockets, turned, and left the dining room. We heard him walking down the corridor to his laboratory.
I wonder what he's got, said the mayor.
Some trick, said Philby.
When I was in Egypt...
But he paused, because the time traveller had returned. In his hand, he was holding a shiny metal object, the size of a small clock. He placed it on a table in front of the fire. Then he sat on an armchair. There were lamps and candles in the room, so it was brightly lit, and we could all see the object clearly. We all paid close attention to what the time traveller was doing, so I'm sure he couldn't trick us.
That's an elegant little device, the medical man said.
This, said the time traveller, is only a model. It took me 2 years to make it, but I intend to build a machine like this to travel through time. Can you see these two levers? The mayor stood up and examined the device more closely. When I push this lever, it will take me to the future. And when I pull this one, it will take me to the past. This is where I will sit. He pointed to a small seat. In a moment, I'm going to push the lever. The machine will travel forward in time
and disappear.
Let me demonstrate. Please observe closely so you satisfy yourselves that there is no trick. The room was silent. Give me your hand, said the time traveller to the psychologist.
Push the lever.
The psychologist pushed the lever. We felt a gentle breeze. The curtains moved, and the little time machine vanished. There was nothing on the table. We all stared at each other, and Philby looked under the table.
Are you really convinced that the machine has travelled in time?
Asked the medical man.
I certainly am, said the time traveller.
And furthermore, I have a full-size machine, almost complete, in my laboratory. When it's finished, I will make a journey myself. We gazed at the time traveller in disbelief.
What's your opinion? He said.
It seems possible, said the medical man, but I think we should sleep on it. It might seem different in the morning.
Would you like to see my time machine? Asked the time traveller suddenly. He took a lamp and left the room. We followed him down the corridor to his laboratory. It was dark, except for his lamp. In the middle of the room, we saw a full-size version of the small device we had seen in the dining room. It was low and black. The metal knobs and levers were shining in the dark. At the front, there were several dials with hands and numbers on them. The seat at the centre had no protection from the outside.
Are you serious? Asked the medical man.
I certainly am, replied the time traveller. I intend to explore time on that machine. I wasn't sure what to make of it, but I saw Philby's mouth move in a suspicious smile. He definitely didn't believe it.